Okay. Well, here we go. Today is Daf Kuf Hey. We're in the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Last line. Tana. Mishchavin lichtov os achas. You only want to write one letter. And for some reason, v'alu biyado shtayim. And you end up writing two letters. So chayiv, you're chayiv. Okay? You're chayiv for that. I vot nan. But we learned in our Mishnah that you're potter for writing one letter. So the Gemara says, lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Ha, de ba is a yune. Ha, de lo ba is a yune. When are you potter? When are you potter? That's where the letter needs tagin. And if the letter needs tagin, then you're potter. Why are you potter? Because he didn't finish writing letters. And when are you chayiv? When you wrote the tagin also. So now, many Rishonim bring a raya from this Gemara. Many Rishonim bring a raya from this Gemara that you see here, the tagin are ma'akev. Right? That's said by the Sefer Truma, the Arzarua, that goes Maimini, the Rebbeinu Simcha, right? Says the Ritva, how could that be right? That means you could write an entire tefillin you could write, but I didn't write anything, it's not tagin. Does that make sense? You're right. For Hilchus Safrus, you're right. You have to write tagin. The Hilchus Shabbos, the same requirement? Could that be right? That doesn't really sound right. And the Gemara said it. Right? But how could that be? That's on the Rav Yossi. We don't hold like that. You chayev writing two letters. What if I write a half an A? I write a half an A, and then I'll write a different half of a B. You didn't write two letters. You wrote a half a letter. So that's what the Gemara is saying. A letter without the tagin is like a half a letter. Tenth Ritva, is that really true?
Where? What situation? Maybe in a Torah, yes, but not
a
writing two letters on a Torah.
So let's say it's a Torah, writing on a Torah, let's say. Okay. By the way, I don't think that's the halacha. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's not the halacha, because the halacha is you have to write a Sefer Torah, a tefillin. Tefillin and mezuzah have to write in order. Right? You have to write in order. So once you write a shin, mem, ayin, once you write the shin and the mem, you can't go back to the shin. What about the edzatagin? So you're allowed to do that. Why? Because anything that's not ma'akev, you're allowed to go back. So let's say the shin you wrote, it doesn't look so nice. I want to touch it up a little. If it's the shin, you're allowed to touch it up. Because it's not ma'akev. If you're only half a shin, then you wrote the mem, oh my goodness, you can't go back. You blew it. It's not in order. So how could the Ritva, how could that be? You wrote a shin, it's supposed to have tagin. You didn't put tagin in. So you didn't write? That's like writing a half a letter A? It's not really the same thing at all. See what I could write a whole Sefer Torah on Shabbat. I didn't do anything, no tagging. Is that really right? Very good question, no? Is that even mistaber? You could write 100 lines on Shabbos and I didn't write anything because there's no tagging. Is that really right? So the Ritva says that can't be right. So he says that the tagin have kedushas sefer Torah, and kedusha is a kedusha issue. That for whatever reason, for kedusha, such a thing as tagin, right? What the tagin are? Okay, it's crown, whatever it is. That doesn't really translate to Hilchus Shabbos. How could that be? How could that govern Hilchus Shabbos? Right? Some extra things on a letter. Not the letter. Right? He says. That the reason why the akev on a Sefer Torah is nothing to do with the goof of the letter. It's a kedusha issue, right? Now, why is the Mishnah didn't say you're potter? Why are you potter? The Mishnah says you're potter. The Gemara says because you didn't write tagin, right? So what's the answer? What's the explanation of this answer? If tagin out, so the reverse is that can't be right. So how do we explain the answer? So the Ritva says the answer is that you wanted to write the tagin. It was part of your machshava, and therefore it's not malachas machshavas, and therefore you would not be chayev. It's a little bit of a cop out because then you can say the same thing every day. I'm going to write on Shabbos. I want to write tagin. I'm not going to write them. I'm a chayev because I didn't write that. But I guess most people won't have that specific havana. So you'd be chayev regardless. But if you have that kavanah, you would not be chayev. Okay. Because of Otahachas Nutrikin. Abbreviation. Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseir Machayev, Bechacham and Potron. Amr of Yochanan Mishim Yossi ben Zimra. Menayin Lulasha on Nutrikin ben Torah. How do you know there's such a thing as abbreviations from the Torah? Shenemar. Ki Av Hamon Goyim Nitzaticha. Av Hamon is Nutrikin, is extra. Why is it extra? Either because it was said before, or because the word Hamon doesn't really fit here. All these things, why it's... Anyway, what is Av Hamon Goyim Nitzaticha? Av Nitzaticha L'Umot. I made you the father. Bachar Nitzaticha L'Umot. We're going to translate Aleph Beis, Hey Mem Vav Nun. So Aleph is Av Nitzaticha L'Umot. I made you the father of all nations. Bachar Nitzaticha L'Umot. I made you the choicest of all nations. Hamon Chaviv Nesaticha. I made you right among the multitudes. Chaviv. Be'umos. Melech Nesaticha L'umos. I made you the Melech. Vasek Nesaticha B'umos. What's Vasek? It's distinguished, right. And Neman Nesaticha B'umos. I made you trustworthy. Right? Each letter is a different drasha. Why? On its face, these words are extra.
That's actually something.
Rabbi Yochanan did De'omar. Anochi from Batzeres HaDivros. What do you mean? Anochi Hashem L'kecha. How about Ani Hashem L'kecha? What's Anochi? It's like an extra letters. Anochi Nutrikin. Ana Nafshi Ksivat Yahavis. Hashem says, I wrote this. It's Anochi. Ana Nafshi Ksivat Yahavis. I wrote this. Rabbanan Amri. Amira Ni'ima Ksivat Yahavis. Right? The sweet words I wrote down over here. Ekad Amri. Anochi Lemafrea Yahavis. I wrote it originally. I originally wanted to give it. Ksivat Neman Amareha. Right? Written down, trustworthy. I'm saying it over here. Dvarav Nasan Amri, another one. Ki yarat haderech lenegdi. Bilam said that by the donkey over there. So it says yara. He saw raasi. He was afraid. Netasa, and he turned to the side. Dvarav Yishmael Tana. Karmel. What's karmel? It's kar mole, a full grain. Rav Acha by Yaakov Amar. Hu kililani klala nimretzes. That's talking about when Shimi ben Gera. Cursed David. Listen to this. Nutrikin. It's an abbreviation. Noefu. He that David. Moavihu. Rotseyahu. Sorehu. Is an enemy. Toevahu. Allah. Said it all. What left the curse? Rav Nachman Itzel Gamar. Manadaber Manitztadok. Right? What is Manadaber Manitztadok? That's by the brothers said back. Right? What can we say back? Nechonim anachnu, we're truthful. Tzadikim anachnu, Tahorim anachnu, Dakim anachnu, we're low. Kedoshim anachnu. Well, everything we did was right. It was basically the illusion. Mati is 100% right. This is not the Nutrikin I would have thought of, right? Right? I would have thought of Nutrikin is like, you know, they have like homes, like the five lakes. The lakes are like homes. H is Huron, O is Ontario, right? M is Michigan, right? That's what I would have thought. So how do you know the Lamed Tes Melachos? We'll make up some word, and each letter means one of the 39. That's a mnemonic. That's a mnemonic. This is not really a mnemonic. This is not really that. How do you know it's in the Torah? It's a drasha. Right? I agree with you. How do you know? I'm not really sure. Okay, last mission of the Perek is quite difficult. Sounds very simple, but here we go. Two lines. Hakosev beis osios b'shtei halamos. Now you wrote two letters, but in two periods of unawareness. In the morning you woke up. Oh, it's a wonderful Sunday morning. You wrote a letter. Then you said, oh no, Shabbos. Oh my goodness. Then you took a shluch. You woke up. Ah, who gets to sleep on a Sunday afternoon, right? And you wrote another letter. Oh, it's Shabbos today. So two periods of unawareness. So, achas shachris v'achas ben harbayim. Rabbi Gamliel Machayev. Rabbi Gamliel says you're chayev. Why? Because he holds that your dios are not mechalik. The fact that you remember it in the middle is irrelevant. Therefore, you're chayev. V'chachamim potrin. The chachamim say you're potter. Right? But my kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? Rabbi Gamliel savar ein yedia l'chatzi shir. There's no yedia for a chatzi shir. In other words, the fact that you woke up in the middle and realized it's Shabbos, when you've done only a chatzi shir, is irrelevant. Therefore, it's as if you wrote a full shir, and therefore you're chayev. It's as if it's one period of unawareness. Therefore you're chayev. Had you written two letters, remembered, and then wrote another two letters, you'd be chayev twice, because you wrote a full shir. But since you only have a chatzi shir over here, right, you are chayev. Only one. Rabbanan Savri, yediya lachatzi shir. There is a yediya for a chatzi shir. Therefore, you're putter. You're putter. You didn't do it. You didn't do a malacha in a shir. Says Tosfos, wait a minute. Didn't we have yesterday? Pirish bekuntris. Rashi says, last Tosfos. Hag denakat oats achas shachris ka achas ben harbayim. Rashi says, why did the Mishnah have to give you a case of one in the morning and one at night? Why couldn't the Mishnah just have said, if you wrote two letters and two unawarenesses, it's a machlok, as if it's mitzdareif. Kidei liyeda choshiv kishtei ha'alamos. I skipped the line. Ha denakat oats achas shachris odachas ben harbayim. Kivon dahavi shahus ben tayim. Such a long break in between. Hours and hours go by. Can they lay the chashiv kishtei ha'alamos? They still have a machlokas. Right? Nobody agrees. Nobody says, well, you know what? To 8 hours, the guy did. To 8 hours went by. Says Rabbi Gamliel, I don't care. They're still chayiv. Says the Rabbanon, I don't care. They're still putter. Even though it's 8 hours gap. Says Rashi. Says Tosfos ve'ein nira. That can't be right. Chada, first of all, the havelei l'shir l'faresh shir shahus. So what's the timeline? What is there a shir? Is there a shir? The Gemara doesn't usually do that. The Gemara doesn't say, okay, well, the whole day. What kind of shir is that? That's not a definable shir. What kind of shir is that? How many hours have to go by for that halacha to change? A minute? An hour? What's the answer? Says Rashi, right, that's what Rashi said. Kivan da havalei shahus ben tayim. It's like shtei halamos. How much time goes by to make it to halamos? How much time has to go by? What if 15 minutes go by? He wrote a letter, then he woke up, and we've had cases where the guy shoots, while the arrow's in the air, he changes his mind three times, right? So says Tosfos, what kind of shear is this? He had a better question. Va'od, to Amalael, we had yesterday, Kose vos achas b'tzipori, if you wrote one letter in tzipori, vos achas b'tveria chayev. Afal gav the stomach yeshus kadeleda. There was enough time gap. What if he found out in the middle? No one said over there, oh, you're not chayiv, because it's only a chatzishir. No one said that. So Tosfos says v'niral demayru b'shiyada b'intayim. You could have found out in the middle. V'achas shachris v'achas arvus nagat l'rabusa. Afal gav the yesh im yediya hefzik. V'shehos gadol ben tayim, even though, that's the chiddush, even for a small shir you'd be chayiv, even if it's a whole day went by, mechayiv Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says you're still chayiv, because he holds ein yediyah l'chatzi shir. Alright? Hadron lach habone, hadron lach habone, hadron lach habone. Okay, next parak is, for like five lines of a Mishnah, it's about a loom, and then we go on to other things. Okay? Okay, so a loom basically has, you don't have a picture of it there. In the back, I think there's a picture of the loom. In the back of the volume, they gave you pictures of the loom, I believe. Am I wrong?
You're right.
I'm right, right? Yeah. There is, okay. So basically, if you see what happens is, you have threads going through, you have threads attached to a bar, going through holes. Those holes are called batenirin. Going through another bar, and then you're gonna have thread going horizontally to make a cloth, to make a garment.
X and Y axis.
What?
X axis and a Y axis.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I have horizontal and vertical. So these are vertical. The ones that are attached to the loom are vertical, and then there's a spindle with thread. That's the horizontal one. Okay. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Ha'oreg shlosha chutin betchila. You have to, in order to be chayiv, you have to sew three threads to start, or the achas al ha'arig, or if there's existing thread, then doing one will be enough. Chayiv, you're chayiv. You see the difference? You get to make up in the morning. We're going to start making a shirt today. You make three threads, you're chayiv. If it's a half a shirt there, and you're continuing, then one thread, you're chayiv. V'chacham omrim, no, bein betchila bein basof. Whether it's starting or not starting, shiuro beis chut, the shear is always two. Okay? That's the first thing. Next, ha'ose shtei batei nirin. If you make two batei nirin, what does that mean? I think this means you insert two threads through those, in English it's called a heddle, It's through those holes that basically it gives the garment a shape. Right? Otherwise, there's threads flying all over it, right? It gives the garment a shape. So, or benirin, in the loom, or bekirus, or an akirus, which is they don't translate that. It's some other device, or benafa, or even in a sieve, or bekivra, or even in a different kind of sieve, or besal, even in a basket. It doesn't have to be only on a loom. We know that. Every malacha doesn't have to only be exactly the same. So if you're weaving a basket, same thing. Right? You're weaving a basket, or you're weaving a sieve, or you're weaving a bigger sieve, a industrial size sieve. It doesn't really make a difference. Once you make those two, those two, going through the two holes to firm it up, you're chayav. Now, hatofer-based tfiros, if you thread two threads, or hakorea almanas litfor-based tfiros, or you rip on the condition to sew two threads, you're also chayav. Okay. That's already two other malachos, sewing and ripping. Right? Okay. Says the Gemara, Kiyasar of Yitzchak, he said, Tani, Shtayim, he said that even Rabbi Eliezer said, Yichayev if you do two. Even Rabbi Eliezer said, Yichayev if you do two. I, Vanan, Tanan, Gimel, but our mission is three. So how do you reconcile? In other words, he came and said, Rabbi Yitzchak showed up one day and said, oh, I learned that Rabbi Eliezer holds Yichayev if you weave two. See, but the mission says three. So, lo kasha, that's not a kasha. Ha, ba'alimi. One was talking about where the threads are thick, ha, the katini. And one was talking about where the threads are thin. And by the way, amrulei lahai gisa for amrulei lahai gisa. And it can go both ways. What does that mean? Amrulei lahai gisa, it can go like this. Alime, if they're thick, tlasa, then you need three, lo sisri, they're not going to be undone because they're thick. Shrei, sasri, two will be undone. Katini, but if they're thin, then trey nami lo sasri. Then even two won't get undone. Why not? Why won't two get undone? That doesn't really, that's counterintuitive. So says Rashi, the Rashi of Lahai Gisa. Alime gimel velo beis. Mishum dishnayim sasri. Two will become undone. Dimitoch ovyun, since they're thick, in other words, two, for sure you're chayiv. Thin, for sure you're chayiv. If they're thick, then you need three. Doesn't really make sense. Why would you need three? So Rashi explains, because if they're thick, they don't really mesh well. So therefore, you need a third one. So when the Mishnah said three, he meant thick ones. And when he came and said two, he meant thin ones. Or you could look at it the exact opposite. Kitini, if they're thin, tlasa yadi, three are noticeable. Trey, lo yadi, two are not noticeable. Alibi, but if they're thick, then trey nami yadi, then even two are noticeable. So you can look at it the other way. The Mishnah said three was talking about thick, and when he said two, he was talking, I'm sorry, when the Mishnah said three, he was talking about thin, and when he came and said two, he was talking about thick. So it can go either way. Now, Tanya, ha'arig gimel chutin batchila. If somebody weaves three threads on a loom, the echad al ha'orig, and one on the weave, I don't know what that means, chayev yechayev. V'chacham omrim, bein b'tchila bein basop, it doesn't matter when you're starting. Oh, I don't know what that means. That means that if you wake up in the morning and you're starting the weaving, you need three threads. If there's already existing thread there, then you chayev, you have one. Chacham omrim, bein b'tchila bein basop, shiurin beiz chutin. You require two threads, always two. Ubasafa, on the edge, not sure what that means. Beis chutin berochav, two threads widthwise. Gimel batenirin, which is three batenirin. Halamaze doma, what's this like? It's like laoreg filtal cotton, like if somebody's weaving a small belt. Beis chutin berochav, it's going to be two threads wide. Gimel batenirin, going through three. I'm not sure what that means. Anybody know what that means? Ve'ech va'oreg gimel chutin mitzchila. And if somebody weaves three originally. I know. the echra ha'arig, and one on the, or one on continuing a weaving, then chayiv. That's mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer. That's like Rabbi Eliezer in our mishnah. Tani idach, another brayser taught like this. Ha'orig beis chutin al hagas. If somebody weaves two threads, al hagas means on the large what? I can't remember what I wrote here. A large place? A large piece? V'yalha imra, or on a hem? Chayiv your chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu echad, even one you're going to be chayiv. Ubisafa, and on the edge, shnei chutin baruchav shlosha batinirin chayiv. Two threads, which is three batinirin, you're chayiv. Halamat ha'dom, what's that like? La'orek tilfa cotton, like weaving a small belt. Shnei chutin, two chutin, al rochav gimel batinirin. On three batinirin. Va'orek beis chutin al agas. And if you weave two chutin on the large piece, vala imra, and on the imra, chayev yechayev, that's dama kerabanan. That's like the rabanan. Why? Because he always held Yehud said yechayev twice. Okay. Hose beis bote nirin. My benirin. What does it mean? What does it mean? Or in the nirin. Amar abaya, tarte bebate nira. Two in the bote nirin, v'chad benira. And one on the bote nir. What does that mean? I think it means... You wrap one on the actual pole, not going through the string, but I'm just not sure. Bekirus, my Bekirus, Amarav, Matsuvisa. A Matsuvisa. What's a Matsuvisa?
A
heddle
frame.
A what? A heddle frame. Excellent. By the way, that ends the discussion of weaving. Yeah. Next.
That was
just dominant. Then we say Vatofer base Tfiros. And if you sew two threads, says the Gemara, Hatzina, we already learned that. You know how to sew two threads. But what's Malachos? That's over based Tfiros. Why does he have to repeat it? So the Gemara says, Bishum the Kabbalah Lewis, the Seifa, because he wanted to let you know about the Seifa. What does the Seifa say? Hakorea Amanaslit for based Tfiros. Ktoninami Tofer. So Hakorea, Hanami Tanina. Almost Malachos. We already learned the Malach of Korea also that you have to rip in order to sew two Tfiros. Ella, Bishum the Kabbalah Lewis, the Seifa, we wanted to tell you the Seifa. Hakorea b'chamaso v'almeso. That if you rip in anger, or you rip to do kriya, which is the next mishnah, so we threw it in again just to get the discussion going. Mishum hachi katoni hatofer beis tviros. So for that reason, we said it again. Hakorea manas lifer shtei tviros. Heichi mishkachas la. How is this possible? How do you rip a beged to re-sew? Not sure what the question is. So the Gemara answers. The avdibe kista, somehow you made a pocket, and you didn't make the pocket well. So you rip on the seam, and then you resew it. So you can rip with the condition to resew. Okay? Next mishnah. Hakorea b'chamaso. If someone rips in anger, or v'almeso, or he's ripping because of, he has to perform kriya. Both of these are not going to be resewn. The kriya, for sure not. Right? So it's not ripping for the condition to resell. And also, v'chol ha-makalkalin peturin. All acts of destruction, peturin, are pater. So this Mishnah says, if you rip in anger, or you rip in because of kriya, you're pater. Right?
But it's constructive almost, because you're like, right?
It's constructive in an emotional way.
Yeah, you're
so we're going to get to it. It's actually to machlokes. It's a constructive. We're going to get to the going to talk. It's constructive in an emotional way. The anger also has a purpose, right? Either you let off steam, either the kids are afraid of you. It has a purpose. Hamakalkel amanas l'sakin amasakin. If you makalkel on the condition to do any tikkun, shiuro kimasakin. The shear is whatever you have to do to masakin. What does that mean? If I erase. You have to erase enough to write two letters. If I rip, it's enough of ripping to be able to sew two letters, whatever it is. That's it for ripping. Next, shear hamalabain. The shear of malabain means to whiten, to wash. Vamanafates, to comb. Vatsoveya, to dye. Vatova, to spin. Kimale, rachav, hesed, kuffel. It's the amount of a hesed, kuffel. A hesed, I believe, is the space between your thumb and your forefinger. It's double that size. Va'oreg shnei chutin, and if somebody weaves two chutin, shiuro k'malei hesed. The shear is a malei hesed. We said before the shear is two. Yeah, but how much? Two going a mile? No, not that long. Two going a heset, right? Now, verminu, we have a different brisa that says, hakorea b'chamaso, if you rip in anger, or ube evalo, or for kriya, balmeso, chayev, you're chayev. Vafilu shemachalas haShabbos, even though you machal Shabbos, because you're chayev, why you chayev? Because there's a constructive purpose to your ripping. It's not to re-sew, but there's a constructive purpose. Yotzi de kriya. You yotzi your mitzvah of kriya, by the way. Even though you're machal Shabbos. Now, if you cook on Shabbos, you're machal Shabbos. Now let's eat that. Here we say, you yotzi your mitzvah. Lo kasha. Not a kasha. Ha! When are you chayiv? De mace di day. It's your mace. Your mace. It's your relative. Ha! When are you potter? De mace ba'alma. It's someone else's mace. So what'd you rip kriya for? Right? Because you felt bad for the guy. Your neighbor, he lost his son, he lost his parents. He also did. It's not yours. You don't have no chiyuv. Since you have no chiyuv, it's not constructive. If you had a chiyuv, it would be constructive. If you had no chiyuv, it's not constructive. We haven't answered the anger yet. We've only answered the mace, right? The anger we're going to get to. Va meso katoni, but it says it's your mace. It says your mace. What do you mean it's your neighbor's mace? It's your mace. So Gemara says, you're right. La'olam b'meis didei. Really, it is your mace. U'vahanach d'lav b'nei avedos l'ninu. But we're talking about
a cousin.
You don't have to do kriya. Yeah, it's your relative. It's some third cousin. So it's your mace. It's your relative, but you're not chiyev in kriya. You're not chiyev.
It's friend too. It's the same idea.
What?
The same idea as friend. Why?
Because you're the closest relative.
Yeah, you're the closest one. You were very close. You were next door neighbors also. Right?
You spent
every Shabbos together. But you know, here, but not your relative. Okay.
No, the only family here.
No. Now, if Ichacham who, and if you're the Tamil Chacham, Chiyuve Mechayve, then you would have to do Kriya. The Tanya, Chacham Shemes, Hakol Krovav. When a Chacham dies, everybody's a relative. Hakol Krovav? Everyone's a relative? No. Ele'ema, Hakol Kikrovav. Everyone's like a relative. Right? So when the God of Ador dies, people can do Kriya. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hakol Korin, everyone does Kriya, a love for the God of Ador. Hakol Cholzin, everybody like bears their shoulder like it's another sign of mourning, a love. Hakol Mevarin, a love, Birachava. And everybody participates in that Suda in the street. Meaning what? What do you see from here? Right? Right, you do Kriya. So then why does the Mishnah say you putter? Why does the Mishnah say you putter?
That's only for a Chacham.
So the Gemara answers, Lo Tzricha, Lav Chacham, who? There was no Chacham. There was no Chacham. You're right. It was your mace, but not your Chacham. The Adam Kasher, who? And if he's an Adam Kasher, Chiyuve Mechayiv. Then you're Chayiv. What's an Adam Kasher? Not the same thing as an Adam Gadol. What's an Adam Kasher? So listen to this. The Machlok is what an Adam Kasher is. The Maharam Radberg says, listen to this. You're not chashed, the guy's not chashed in any averis. He's not mevatel any mitzvos. No one has anything bad to say about him, but he's not a gadol b'Torah. Yeah. He's a pashut guy, good guy, but he's not a gadol b'Torah. Right? You have a shayla, what to do? You won't go to him, but otherwise, nothing bad to say. That's what the Rabbi Reinberg says. The Rabbi Yon and the Rabban say, listen to this. It's somebody who is mahader in the following three mitzvahs. Gemilas chasadim. Two mitzvahs. Gemilas chasadim and davening with a minion. Those two, everyone knows he's the go-to guy for those two. And no one has anything to say about the... Yeah, he davened with a minion, but he spends half his day in Atlantic City. No one says that. No one has anything bad to say about him. But he excels in those two things, chesed and minyan. And no one has anything bad to say about the guy. That, you know what? That guy passes away, you write kriya for that guy. It's an amazing thing. Amazing halacha. D'tanya. Then, by the way, the Rife, it says, the difference between these two are that for the Adam Kasher, which is a lower Madrega, you only have to rise Kriya if he's in your town. You heard, there's a guy in Miami who's such a guy like that. You don't have to rise Kriya when that guy passes away. But he's in your town, then you do. The Gadol Hadar, doesn't matter where he lives. Right, he lives in Yerushalayim, you live over here, you have to write Kriya. That's the difference between these two people. Right? The difference is, in your, if it's an Adam Kasher, it's your guy in your shul, this was a guy, then yeah, you have to. If it's a Gadol Hadar, it doesn't matter where he lived. Anyway. Right. Right. Because by the way, when you're, because that's a famous part, when you're a position of authority, it's impossible that you can be well liked. It's just impossible. You can't be well received. Right? It's the nature of people. What? He was an Adam Kasher. Of course he was. He was Mahadi after the following mitzvot. But when you're in a position of authority, it's a different story. That's why these guys are not like that. These are the Pashtun guys in the shul. No one knows who they are. They sit there that, and they end up there. These are the Adam Kashers that we have. Right? They're not the Gadol Hadar. Why does a person unfortunately have lose children? So that you should know how to cry for Adam Kasher. That doesn't make any sense. What, do we take him now? So in the future you'll, it's like a mashkin. I'm taking the child now, so in the future, that can't be right. Ella, no, but they shalo bachav it's abal adam kasher. Because you didn't do it. Right? Shakal haboche al adam kasher. Because if you do cry over an adam kasher, mochan lo al kal v'nosav. You will be forgiven for all your sins, but she will cover to asa. Because the cover that you displayed. Anyway, what do you see? You see that even for an adam kasher, you have to rise kriya. So the Gemara answers, yeah. Lo tzricha, same answer. Dlav adam kasher hu. There was no adam kasher here. In other words, that's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is that said your potter, it wasn't an Adam Kasher. It was some guy in your block, right? Not an Adam Kasher. He's not a Gadol Hadar. He's not your relative. So your potter.
It says Meso.
It says Meso. Right. So then we said every Adam Kasher is your Meso.
You're saying that's not Adam Kasher.
No, this guy wasn't the Adam Kasher. So then why are you writing in Kriya? Meso. Maybe he's a relative, but he's not a Chiv in Kriya. Maybe you like the guy, so you want to call him your mace. Maybe you're in charge of the Chevra Kedisha. You're still not chayiv in Kriya. And if you do Kriya on Shabbos, you're potter. When are you chayiv? When you have a chiyuv. One more case where you have to write Kriya and it's not your relative. E dekoy b'shas yitzias neshama. If you're present when the person dies, there's a chiyuv Kriya on you. Even if he's not your relative, not a Gadol Hadar, he's not even a Adam Kasher, just a regular guy. Right? Maybe in the hospital, and you came to visit him, and unfortunately, he passed right when you're there, there's a chiyuv kriya on you. Chiyuv v'mechayiv. Titania. Rav Shimon ben Elazar over. Ha'omid al ha'meis, b'shas yitzias neshama. If somebody's standing there when a person dies, chayiv l'kroa. You're chayiv to do kriya. Ha, l'ma zedome. What's this like? It's like a Sefer Torah shenisrafa. You watch a Sefer Torah get burnt, that's a terrible thing. Right? You watch that happen. You have a chiyuv of kriya. Says Rashi, the Rashi right here. Haroa sefer Torah shenisraf. If you see a sefer Torah get burnt, chayiv l'kroa. You have to write kriya. Kidamrin moed katan the megillah shesaraf yoyakim. That the megillah that yoyakim burnt the ksiv lo pachadov lo kar begadam. He didn't write kriya when that happened. Af nishmas yisrael. Listen to this. Even the neshama of a Jew haniteles that's taken domelo. Same halacha. She'ein l'cha reik b'Yisrael. There is no, even an empty person. She'ein lo bo toru mitzvot. There isn't even an empty person. Doesn't have some good in them. Right? So what does that mean? Says the Me'iri, you know what that means? That the mitzvot in you are like the letters on the cloth. You hear that? Isn't beautiful? The mitzvot inside of the person are like the letters on the cloth. When those go away, you have a chiyuv of kriya. Somebody burnt it. I was wondering now, but during the hurricane when those Sefer Torahs got destroyed, is that the same kind of thing? Maybe those people, maybe the, I don't know. Was something burnt? Was any kind of destroyed? Right? I would imagine it's any kind of destroyed. It's very interesting halacha.
Like, you have to be there. You didn't hear about it.
Right. And also, is it shogeg or it happened to be mazed? Like the goyim came to the shul and started burning everything. Right? It was an accident. No one did it on purpose.
Still a tragedy,
exactly. Right? Yeah. So according to Rashi, what about a katan? Would you have to do the same thing for a katan who died? Not chayav in mitzvos. Rashi says it's all tied to mitzvos. Right? There's no person, even in Amaretz, Even a rake, even an empty person, doesn't have Torah and mitzvahs. What about a katan? So, right, would you have to? Of course you would, right? Why? Because Rashi elsewhere, in Mordechai, Rashi gives a different reason. He says, because Ner Hashem is Nishmas Adam, and therefore every Neshama is a Chelek of Hashem, and when that goes out, that itself warrants a Kriya. Doesn't matter if it's a Katan, or even a woman, or even a Amaret, doesn't make one bit of a difference. It's a Jew.
Well, it wasn't potentialism.
Correct. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Lo Tricha, again, the case is, the Lokai, Mashiach sees the Shama. Right, you weren't there when the sees the Shama went out. You weren't there. Tinach Meso. So that we all answered the Meso part. Ella Chamaso Kasha. It's still a question with the anger. Our mission said if you rip in anger, you're putter. The bride said you're chayef. So Chamaso Namilo Kasha. It's also not a Kasha. Harab Yehuda, Harab Shimon. It's a machlokas of Yehuda, Harab Shimon. What's the machlokas? Harab Yehuda, Damalacha Shetvichal Guva Chayevalel. According to Yehuda, it's a malacha shetrichol aguva, you're chayiv. Therefore, the bride said, you're chayiv. You ripped. Doesn't matter why you ripped, you're chayiv. Ha, Rav Shimon, da malacha shetrichol aguva potter. The Mishnah said, if you rip in anger, you're potter. Why are you potter? Because the malacha shetrichol aguva. You're potter. Right? Now, we could have given the same answer for the meso. We could have given the same answer. So Rashi says, we'd rather not give the answer that there's two different people if we don't have to. We don't have to resort to that. We'd rather not. By the anger, we have no other way to explain it. We have no choice. We have to say it's two different people. We'd rather prefer not to do that. Amar Dishmata Rabbi Yehuda. 1 minute. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that a malacha shrei tzricha l'guf is chayiv? That's been mesakin. Still has to be a tikkun. Has to be some constructive act. The Makalkal Mishmatli, even by Kilkli said it? Even you're ruining it? He doesn't agree with the principle of Kol Makalkal and Peturin? So the Gemara is going to answer, no, there's a benefit. Amrav Avin, Hai Nami Misakin Hu. This is also a ticket. Why? Because you let off steam, so the Yetzirah is not going to bother you. Right? Ukahai Gav the Mishari, what kind of heter is that? What kind of thing is that? V'atani Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishom Chilfa ben Igra, Shammai Rishom Yochanan ben Nuri, Hamakareya Begadav Bechamaso. If somebody rips in anger, the angry guy, Hamashabre Kelim Bechamaso, or he breaks his cage, throws the plate at people, Hamafazem Ma'osa Bechamaso, he throws money, so angry, tosses money into the sewer. Yehei Beinecha Ka'obed Varazara. That's like being Obed Varazara. Why? Shekach Amunasa Shal Yetzahara. That's how the Yetzahara works. Hayom Amalo Atel Kach. Today he tells you to do something very small. What's something small? Be over the iser of what's it called? Baltashkas. Hey, you're such an angry person. Why don't you break something? That's small little it's Baltashkas, that's such a big deal. Lamacha Amala Asei Kah. Ah, Ja'amala Obed Avodazara, V'holech V'oved. One thing leads to another. Right? Nobody over the Avodazara overnight. It's a slow process. Right? But it starts by losing your temper and taking it out on things. And so what kind of thing is that? How could that be a positive thing? It leads to a terrible path. How could that be positive? Amr of Avin, Maikra, Lo Yibacha, El Zor. Don't have a foreign god. Volzishtachavel, El Nechar. Right, a foreign god. Ezu, El Zor, Sheish Pagufa, Shal Adam. What's a foreign god inside of you? Havi Omer, Zay Yetahara. It's the Yetahara. That can't be right. So the question is, no. Lo Tzricha, the Ka'avid, Lemirma, Emsa, Inche, Bese. You did it because you wanted to instill fear in the house. Kiha, now listen to this. Kiyad Rav Yehuda Shalaf Matzviyasa. Rav Yehuda broke a small what?
He pulled up the border of the garment.
Yeah, he pulled off the hairs on the garment. Rachab Yaakov Tavar Made Tavri. He broke a broken something. Rav Sheshes Ramilela Amse Minune Aresha. Rav Sheshes poured the fish stuff on the shifchit head. Ravava Tavar Nachtama. Rav Ava broke the lid of a kli. Says the Ben Yoyada, all the things here are things that are already broken. They're already worthless. Therefore, you could break them again. Because they're already worthless. It's the leftovers of the fish. No one's going to touch that. It's the residue in the fish. So you put on her head to show how angry he is. No one's eating that. It's already garbage. Everything here was already garbage. Otherwise, you have Yisra Baltashkas. How could you go to just destroy things? They're already broken, so he didn't broke it.
But here he did it to the other person.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. The point is, he can't be over Baltashkas. Says the Ritva. No. There's no Isser. No. The Baltashkins was, why he did that to her, I don't know. It's a good question. No, I don't know how he did that to her. But the fact that he wasted things, not to waste anything. So the answer is, there's no Baltashkins. The Ritva says, no, it doesn't matter. There's no Baltashkins when it's a constructive purpose. Any constructive purpose, even to instill fear in your kid, that's not Baltashkins. So it's a machlokas about that.
What she did to
the girl. All right, we'll stop here because we'll stop here at 7:00. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up here tomorrow. Omer Rishim Ben Pazi. Okay, it's easy Gemara till the end. Tomorrow's a very short daf. I'm an Aleph anyway. Everyone have a very good day.